Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron, and in the studio I've got Jasmine from the Environment Centre. Morning, Jasmine.
Morena.
We enjoyed the interview with Penny and Graham from the McGillicuddy Series Party.
Yeah, I did enjoy that actually. Yeah.
Yeah, we had some serious intense discussions about politics, and I was like, it's nice to have one that's not.
I know
that intensity, you know, that heavy weight that you get around politics.
Yeah, and because they started in the 80s when they were all at uni, didn't they?
Yeah, I was still at school then, so
yeah,
you presumably as well.
That's right. And then I was telling you about an uncle who started a political party in the 70s at Massey.
Yes. What was that?
It was called the Mickey Mouse Club. And he he changed his name by deed poll to Mickey Mouse, and then his girlfriend, who became his wife later on, he was my uncle-in-law, but my parents also flatted with them in the 70s when they were doing this.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend at the time changed her name by deed poll to Minnie Mouse, and then their best friend changed his name to Donald Duck, and they ran the Mickey Mouse Club political party, and they nearly got a seat because all the Massey students voted for them.
Oh, if only. There's many if onlys with that sort of thing.
They did change their names back.
They did before they got married.
Yep, Chris Lawrence, and he went on to become a Te Tiriti or Waitangi lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it, that these things that look like people being stupid, they become something in it that's that suits their core of who they are, and that actually follows through later in life.
Matidia. She was part of that. How do you even say it? I have heard about them before, but
McGillicuddy Serious Party. McGillicuddy, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so to the Environment Centre.
Yes.
You had a busy month last month, and we actually want to look at, well, actually, the growers market is back. How was it? I didn't get to the first one.
Yeah, gosh. So the growers market, our third season kicked off on Friday, and so we're back to the 5 to 7 p.m. every Friday. Gosh, it was amazing. There were 200. So we've got this amazing, incredible volunteer called Denny, which lots of people in the community are getting familiar with Denny. He's an elderly gent who, retired gent, who he gets around on his bike and he volunteers for everything. He sits at the door and counts every person coming in, and he knows if you've already been in. Like, he's one of those people. He spends the whole 2 hours just doing that, sitting in the corner. Yeah, wow. He's very dedicated.
Did he give you the numbers at the end then?
Yep, 255 people.
Okay,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
255 customers came through the door, and we've had the most stalls we've ever had in the hall. Yeah,
that's right, because it was raining.
But there had to be a middle aisle of stalls.
Okay.
Yep.
Hopefully it will be finer this
round. Well, it was just the winds were quite high. Yeah, so nothing would have really. I was watching one of the flags that we had pegged into the ground outside and waiting, thinking, oh my gosh, am I going to have to take this down because it's so strong.
It's going to get snapped or something.
Yeah, so Tanya did, she does such an awesome job organising that market. It was very busy, overflowing outside. Actually, one of the stalls had to be outside because it was too packed. And it was just very lovely. Like, I had a couple of people say to me that they were there, and they're like, I've been, one of them especially, he was like, I've been so excited about this all week. And he had this beaming look on his face, and he was just like, now it feels like the season has started, like summer's starting now. Being at the growers market, this is what it feels like. So, there was lots of...
Even though the weather was a little rough at the time.
Well, that's right. But we're really fortunate that the church let us use the hall. It's really generous of them to allow that.
And now you can say rain or shine.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Because before it was rain or shine. But if it's rain, get your gumboots and your brolly and wrap up.
It wasn't quite the same.
Yep.
And that's just going to continue all through now through to the end of summer. Is that the plan?
That's right. Probably till the... I think last year we actually ran through... quite a half of autumn as well, because there was just still produce happening.
Still harvest happening.
Yep, still harvest happening.
Okay, so don't forget that 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
5 p.m.
Because it used to be 4 at one point. But
that was the first year.
Yeah.
But we found that it was what was happening, because there's people that turn up they're there at 5 o'clock because they want to get into the end of the produce straight away. They every week they're there at 5 o'clock, and when it was 4 o'clock, so much stuff would sell out that come 5 o'clock, people coming from work, there'd be nothing left.
You're going to get riots on Stewart Street.
So yeah, and also I think 2 hours is long enough on a Friday night, really.
Yeah, that should be plenty.
Yep.
And you also had a workshop this weekend.
We did. So we've been
Pacific
running...
Pacific Paradise. What does that mean, Pacific Paradise?
So Pacific Paradise refers to the crops that are Pacific-based. Like, so you've got bananas and... So not necessarily South Pacific, but they're tropical.
Yeah.
So think... so it was banana and taro and kumara.
Right, yeah. Okay.
And they're three crops that – so we've got Rick and Liz, of course, who they grow those crops themselves. They're quite knowledgeable about them. There is banana. Bananas are actually gaining more and more popularity in Raglan. You just see banana trees everywhere now.
Yeah, this. Yeah,
because they just do so well.
There's several people been doing it for a while, and I know there was like a tour –
There's been
the last
a few
couple
tours.
Of years. Yeah, yep. Yeah. And people are probably, the word's spreading. And also, I mean, is this a climate change thing?
No, I think that they just, like, it's just the right climate for Raglan.
There's probably
a bit of climate change in that, but it's also because Raglan's got the right climate.
Just warm enough.
Yeah. I remember, it was decades ago, actually. I remember someone trying to start them in Tauranga.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's hot enough. Because they're just a little bit more south. I'm not sure, but I remember that was the first time I heard of bananas being grown was decades ago in Tauranga. But I don't know how many places around the country grow bananas successfully, but Raglan does it really
well. Not much south of us, I imagine. So that was a workshop. You get plenty of people along?
Over 40 people. Tanya has been running this monthly series called Soil to Supper.
Yeah.
It all stems from that. There was that science night I organised last year called Soil to Supper.
Yeah.
Where we had Shai and who was it? I'm having a mind blank. Sorry, she owns a certified organic farm in Waitatuna. They presented Soil to Supper, so it was like talking about their the way that their market gardens operate and how they make them work. And out of that came this year, Tanya's been running a monthly Soil to Supper with a different topic every month.
Okay.
Yeah, and so this month was, October, so this month was Pacific Paradise. And
Do we know what she's doing next month?
I believe that she is, we just talked about this yesterday, a focus on how, because we're about to head into summer and it sounds like it's going to be a particularly drier summer more than usual.
Yeah.
And we're going to have massive water shortages. And so if you have invested in a veggie garden, which I think most people are doing that, especially with our free seed stand here, then you want to make sure you can water your garden.
Yeah.
So that Soil to Supper next month is going to be about how to save water, like how to collect it, like rainwaters, how to reuse water in your home, and it's all about collecting water for your vegetable garden.
Okay, all right. And
fruit trees.
I was at the science night last week, but I had to leave after 20 minutes.
Oh, right.
So that was – I tried to leave in a way that didn't look like I was bored and just didn't want to give that signal. But it was ecological restoration, so
it
really got much into it by the time I left. So now they're putting the voting signs out at 10 o'clock.
Oh,
so
yeah, the voting polls are open down here, folks, down at the town hall.
Yeah, they are opening at 10 o'clock today, and so it means they'll be open till 7 o'clock tomorrow night. I had a brief conversation with someone yesterday, and I got very confused. Okay, so they are following what it says on the Vote NZ website. All right, distraction. What was the takeaway from ecological restoration talk?
Yeah, so Adam, he's I think he's the co-founder and managing director of Te Toki Landcare, and he it was really interesting because I don't like he's talking about ecological restoration and the fact that we've got these invasive weeds that are, you know, we actually have a problem, a crisis of invasive weeds in the country. So it's, he focuses on different ways of trying to restore the native plants for, you know, the ecologies of the different areas around New Zealand or around mainly Waikato. One of the things that happened, I think it was like the week before when I posted on the notice board the event, someone commented and said, just leave it alone. You just leave it alone, because if you leave an area alone, over time you'll see it just go revert back to, you know, the native plants.
Yeah, yeah.
And the weeds will disappear naturally. And I thought, that's an interesting take. I don't know how to respond to that, but it's like, come along to Science Night, it's free.
Yeah.
But what Adam explained during his presentation is that there's three different forms of ecological restoration, like, you need to consider when you look at a piece of land. And I can't remember the terminology around it, but my biggest takeaway was if you have a piece of land that has a weed problem, a pest plant problem, but if you're near, if that piece of land is close to a area of land that has got really dense bush, or, you know, has already got that native bush there, then what happens is it actually affects that piece of land that you want to restore. But so
the example
that the person was referring to on the notice board was because that piece of land is already next to a reserve.
Right.
So
yeah.
So he said in that
and
case,
it makes
you
sense,
don't actually.
Doesn't it?
It does make sense. Yeah. So he said in that case, and it's also, he was talking about a roundabout, which you know, it doesn't. It's probably surrounded by concrete, but then the other close greenery is native bush. So of course it's going to revert to natives, yeah, and peace plants can't take over. But if you have an area of land like farmland that's just all, and it's got no native bush around, and it's got weeds taking over, pest plants taking over, and you're really struggling to get the natives you're putting in to take, then you have to make a concerted effort to work on those pest plants.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, it depends on where that piece
on
of land is.
Mm.
Yeah, on the context.
Mm. Okay. Mm. So some stuff coming up for the Environment Centre, just sort of fairly quickly.
Yeah, we do have, we've got Science Night again next month, which will be, we've got Etu Darko. I think I've talked about him in the past, but I'm just trying to firm up what, exactly what that's going to look like. So it's a young man, Rasha, coming down from Tamaki Makaurau to talk about his converted shopping trolley, which he calls the Waste Waka, that he's speakers.
You have mentioned him to me before, yeah.
Oh, I have, yep.
Yeah, I can't remember whether it was off the air or on the air.
Super excited about this one. Yeah, and he does vigilante native tree planting around the CBD.
Wonderful.
As well.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
So keep an eye out for details to come out about that one. So this month, like, we've got, we've just produced it's the Grower's Gig Guide, which I'm producing every month.
Yeah.
So that it will come out at the end of each month for the following month, and it'll list every event happening in Whaingaroa to do with growing kai. So you might see the posters around town. Grower's Gig Guide for October, we're already a couple of those down. The seed sorting, for example, that happens
yesterday,
but there's another one this month. We're having a couple a month, especially at this time of year.
At the end of the
month, I'm putting 100 little packets, those little origami packets of seeds that I put out onto the stand. So Tanya does organise this, by the way. It's not me organising this, but I'll put the seeds out, and they're all going, 100 packets in a week, just about.
Yeah, we see people just pop in all the time, both of us, if it's warm enough, our doors open.
Yeah, people just, they just come to the seed stand. Yep, that's why they're there. Then we have got the Community Garden Working Bee on the 10th of October, Tuesday the 10th.
Regular thing.
Yep, that's a regular thing every 2 weeks. It's always the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. I think those hours might be changing to morning soon, but at the moment they're from 3 to 4.30 down at the Wienera Community Garden. Mm. And then Crop Swap is always the first and third Sunday of the month, isn't it? From 9.45 to 10.15.
Looks like it on there, yeah.
At the bowling club, yeah.
Okay.
They had over 60 people at the last one.
Wow.
Yeah, that's quite big, yeah. Yeah, so those food growing events that happened over the weekend, our Soil to Supper one and the Crop Swap, they have massive turnouts.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's saying a lot about what people are really wanting to get really stuck into growing their own food. That's wonderful. That's the goal of what we're trying to do at the Whangarei Environment Centre, is to see that food resilience in here and going back to what it was decades ago. And the Raglan Horticultural Society, their monthly meetup is on Tuesday the 17th at 1 p.m. at the Church Hall on Stewart Street. They have got Jonathan from Raglan Avocados guest speaking.
Okay.
This month. Yep. And spring permaculture course at Hakia Retreat, Hakia Permaculture.
Is that a starting day or just it is one day?
I think that's the starting day. Oh, no, it must be. No, it's a one-day permaculture course.
Right.
Yep. And if you want to find out more about that one, you're best emailing them directly. And their email address is just hakiaretreat, one word, @gmail.com.
And really Hakia is H-A-K-E-A, then retreat. And then the working then, bee again, like you mentioned. Oh, growing kumara together.
Yeah. That is... I think that's a work in progress event. So, yeah.
So that's at the community gardens. We're just looking at the list here. It's at the community gardens in 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah,
Saturday on the 28th.
Yeah, I don't actually know much about that. That's something that I know because there's a group of growers in Raglan. Half of them have stalls at the growers market, and then what they do is they meet up every month and to support each other on their growing journey. And I know that there's a few different groups looking at kicking off new market gardens around here.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's like Tani's been working, I think, between Time Bank and some of the stall holders and some landowners, and like it's like a little behind the scenes work in progress.
Well, people might be able to learn more about that because Craig's just texted me to say that his show's today at 12:30. He's going to be interviewing Tanya.
Oh.
And he's also going to be interviewing Marve. Do you know who Marve is?
Marve owns Hakia.
There we go.
Well, she's one of the co-owners of Hakia.
Yeah. Yep. So there we go. So 12:30 today. Probably the interview is happening later in the show. I'm not sure, but Craig starts at 12:30.
I think Tanya and I only had like half an hour together yesterday, and we had a long list of stuff we didn't
get through. Yeah.
So, but thanks anyway, for that, Craig.
More info later
today.
Yeah,
well, tune in this afternoon to Craig's show to hear Tanya talk about that more in depth.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And I think we've probably run out of time. We've gone over time. I'm mentally calculating how much music did I play in the gap between the interviews, but I think we've gone past that.
Yeah.
So.
I want to get back into school holidays.
Make the most.
Yeah, with
you
my child.
You're going to head home.
Thank goodness the sun's out.
This is the day, isn't it? This is the nice day for the school holidays today.
Yeah. And make sure you get down and vote, people.
Yeah, so they've just opened now, and they'll be open. I've given confused information about when the voting is open. Generally, it's from 9 till 4. Today, Wednesday, it is from 10 till 7. I had a confused conversation with... Anyway, they've just put the sign out, so we know it's open. Thanks for coming in, Jasmine.
Thank you.